This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Good morning. Welcome to Medicine on Call. I think everybody's heard recently about this former hedge fund owner who bought a pharmaceutical company, purchased the medication, and then raised the price from $13.50 to $750, and then had the nerve to claim that he was barely making any money and it was necessary for his company to stay open, basically. I want people to understand this is not new. This has been going on for years already. And part of the cost of health care, which have not been controlled under the Affordable Care Act, which will never be controlled under the Affordable Care Act because the drug companies had a hand in crafting the Affordable Care Act, that this is business as usual. This is not, you know, this cancer drugs have also been part and parcel to this. This is a drug that's used for malaria, that's used for parasite, treatment of parasites, something called toxoplasmosis, which is a type of parasite that can affect the brain in people with poor immune function, like HIV patients or cancer patients. And it's been around for decades. And the fact that it was such a cheap drug, what they're doing now, this is how the pharmaceutical market is making its money. It finds a drug that's really cheap, that's been around forever, that may not be used every day. You know, it's a little bit of a niche market, not a ton of people, but people with devastating illnesses. And then they jack up the price, thousands of percentage points. We saw this with antibiotics, with something called doxycycline. That used to be pennies for the medication. They're trying to charge, you know, thousands of dollars for a treatment, for a course of treatment. It's happened. I gave an example a few weeks ago about an eardrop that's used to treat itching of the ear, which was $40 as a brand name drug. It is now being sold for $200 as its generic form. This is what's going on. While they give you a little cheap price up front, you know, this marketing campaign about how you can get, you know, contact the pharmaceutical company and get it for free. Well, that's awesome for the few people who get that. But for the rest of the folks, where they're totally gouging people, they're making hand over fist money. Their profits have gone through the roof. The pharmaceutical industry is one of the most powerful industries in the lobbying market on Capitol Hill, and it's just unconscionable. I happen to agree with the politicians who are now speaking out about this needs to stop, and it's true. But it's not just them. It's the hospitals. It's the insurance companies. It's every player. And it's every player that does not, and I want to emphasize this, does not have direct contact with patient care. That means the person sitting across from the patient, speaking with the patient, getting the history, and actually taking care of the patient. It is not those people that's causing this outrageous ripoff of the population in the United States to try to get health care. It's these people. And it's international conglomerates. This is a joke. And that, we talked about this before, the whole vaccine push. You know, they have over 200 vaccines in the pipeline to start coming out. Just imagine when they get their hooks in you for mandated shots, how many you're going to have to take over the course of your life. There's no harm or foul. They don't get sued if you get hurt. They don't go out of business if they make a product that's substandard, that hurts people. They don't even have to test it before they put it on the market. Look at Gardasil, for example. That's never been tested long-term. They don't know what the long-term effects are. There are children who are dying after taking that shot. There are children who are having seizures. There's a whole video on my website, on Facebook, about children with girls in Mexico took Gardasil in school, and they're in a room, and they're all having seizures. It's a disturbing video. But no one talks about that. No one knows what the long-term reproductive effects of that vaccine is going to be. So there's a Wild West phenomenon going on, and it's being sanctioned by the government, and it's legislatively sanctioned by the government, since you have no recourse. It's like being in the military, really. They can do whatever they want to you. They can experiment on you 24/7. If there's a bad outcome, oh well, you signed up for this. But we didn't sign up for this. We're not volunteers into this. we are being starting to be mandated to be guinea pigs for this system. And now we're supposed to just die if we don't have thousands of dollars in order to be treated. It's really just unbelievable. I know you read about this, Dave. You were talking to me about the person who owns this company. You're saying that he's a really young guy, right?
Yeah, and he's been in, like you mentioned, he's been a hedge fund owner, been in trouble before. You know, he's a, what's the word that I'm looking for? He bought the patent as well as the company, and he's there's a word for it. He's looking to cash in on any. He doesn't care about the morals of anything. Just how can I cash in on something?
Well, there's a lot of names for that type of person. One is immoral,
yeah,
but and ethical. But one thing is that he does represent, or does not represent, and people who are on the opposite end of this argument love to blame capitalism for this problem. It's not capitalism that's causing this. It's cronyism that's causing this. And there's been a marketing campaign to demonize capitalism in its pure form. We're not practicing capitalism in this country. The corporations are not capitalists. They're actually, they're living on the largesse of the government. They've given so much money to various government entities, I'm sure all over the world, but we live in the United States, and that's what I care about, to get legislation passed in their favor, to get carve-outs, to get freebies, to get handouts, and most importantly, they've done a bang-up job of getting rid of their competition. That's what they do. That's what monopolies do. It's about making sure that there is no other game in town. You get to set your price. You get to control the market 100%. And then you get to whine when you don't have people, enough people to be in your system. You get to tell the government, we're going poor. We need to subsidize this anyway on top of everything else we're getting. Ask anybody who's dealing with a hospital now how that, or insurance company, how that's working for them. Under the Affordable Care Act, they're getting a double dip. The government is making them whole if they don't have enough people in their insurance pool. The government's actually paying them, just like they're paying hospitals to stay open. If they don't have enough beds filled, the government's giving them money. Instead of them having a better system, making their prices reasonable, offering things that are actually pro-free market, which means you make it cheaper and better in order to get your market share. They don't care about that anymore. That's not how the system is working. Top down. It's completely screwed up, and it's never going to work the way they want it to. And I honestly think it's a waste of time for us to try to fix the system. It's not going to be fixed by playing the game as usual, voting for the next round of, you know, politicos to go in there promising us that they're going to do something. It's never going to happen. I tell my patients, you need to stay healthy. You need to not enter this sickness for profit industry. And if you don't do that, you can end up starving this beast, and that's how they come to the table. When they stop getting money, when you stop feeding the sickness, they actually start waking up and making their product better and working with the consumer, because you are the one who actually runs it if you take your power back.
You know, there are a lot of things today that people have to understand that it's, and they've got to move on it. It's, like you said, it's people power. It's in the power of our hands. But we can't just sit here and listen to you. We have to take action and do it. I'm in a situation right now with and everybody. I'd like to put this in quotation marks, and I know that you agree with me 1,000%. Patient beware. And let's see, we're what? Today's the 23rd. We're less than 2 weeks away from ICD-10, which going into effect on October the 1st. And I'm in a situation arguing with a doctor that I've had now for 20 years, and it's all in the way he happens to code something. Is this procedure for diagnostics or for preventive? And if he marks it preventive, then my insurance covers it all. If it's diagnostic, then I pay a goodly portion of the procedure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is all, it's all games. And the patient is the victim of the games. And it's not all physicians playing the game, but it's some of them have found that, well, if I code it this way, I can run it through this organization, that organization, this deal, that deal, that I just happen to own them, and it'll make the company more money. And you know, patients have to take it into their own hands to do something about this.
Well, let me ask you a question. Does your doctor, has he sold his practice to the hospital, or is he freestanding?
Ding, 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 ding. You got it.
And that's the question.
And then on top of that, the guy, again, you know, maybe I'm that big of a jerk that he hates me or something like that, but I think it should be, again, what word am I looking for? Common knowledge, or it should be mandatory that a practice says we are no longer an independent practice. We have sold our practice to Northside Hospital or whatever it happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think in fairness, that's the least they can do for their patient. But just to run it through like, well, this is just ordinary business, is not right, in my opinion.
I think you're absolutely right. I think there's, at this point, we can't depend on anything to run ethically in this country. You actually have to look for people who believe in old-fashioned fairness, you know, in business, in the way they deal with each other, in the way they conduct their life. You really have to look for these folks. But one thing in defense of the doctor is that once you sell your practice to the hospital, you lose autonomy. You don't set your patient appointments. You don't set your fee scale. You don't set your collections. It's all done by the hospital. So he probably didn't have any control over what the price structure was going to be, what the billing is. And actually, he's probably under pressure to bill a certain way, to see more patients. I've worked at a hospital once there where you couldn't, even if it was a some sort of act of God, you know, rainstorm, snowstorm, you weren't allowed to close the office. You know, whether you can get there or not, if half your office couldn't get there because they couldn't drive in, didn't matter. You as a doctor had to be there to open that office and make it work. And it was a hospital-run practice. That's the mindset. You are a slave to this system. Your job is to generate income. That's all doctors really are in that kind of a system, is they're all about making money for the hospital by any means necessary. So that means calling a consult for something ridiculous, like taking out earwax because you don't have a stethoscope, so you call ENT to do the earwax removal, or basically just look to see if it's earwax. You don't know, by the way, there's earwax. You think it may be. You don't have the you know, the decency to look. You're calling a $1,000 consult for another specialty to do what you should be doing as a primary care. That's hospital-driven. Remember back in the, I don't know if you remember this, but one of the main corporate hospitals were sued because they were running big money cardiac workups on everybody that came into the emergency room with chest pain. Might have been reflux, might have been costochondritis, which is basically kind of an acute arthritis of the cartilage in the breastbone. They were getting million-dollar heart attack workups, and they got fined for it. This is what they do. It's about ginning up profit. It's not about patient care. But when will people finally figure this out? I mean, I know we have to take a break, and we should, but I just want to throw something out there. What if Obamacare really was about patient care and not control? How would that look different? On that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on americaswebradio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on americaswebradio.com anytime you like.
Understanding health insurance is becoming more challenging. If you currently have insurance, you probably notice that it costs more to see your doctor. And if you're able to keep your doctor, it takes longer to get an appointment. The bad news is, this trend is projected to continue. Your costs will likely continue to rise, while your healthcare choice and access will continue to fall. The good news is, Peachtree ENT Center has the answer to this problem. We believe in taking care of the whole patient, because healing is more than writing a prescription. We are committed to working with you, and we specialize in providing affordable care for patients without insurance, those who are underinsured, and those with high deductibles or catastrophic coverage. And we offer same-day appointments. You no longer have to choose between staying healthy and paying bills, because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts.
This is americaswebradio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. Before the break, I threw a question out, which it occurred to me last night as I was preparing for today's show. You know, what if Obamacare really was about what it said it was about? It could have done a lot of things that we wouldn't have ended up in this disaster that it is. One thing they could have done is they could have not wasted money on infrastructure. They spent so much money on setting up this grid. You know, they took $700 million out of Medicare initially to help promote Obamacare. How much of that money could have been used to help seniors to not raise their out-of-pocket costs, which have gone up this year and will continue to go up, by the way? Maybe that could have been held steady. Maybe they could have used more money for treatment. You know, a simple thing that you could have done is actually pay the doctors, not the hospitals, because they're getting paid hand over fist. But if you had raised the rate that you reimbursed doctors to care for Medicare patients, you wouldn't have had the stampede out of Medicare that happened under the Affordable Care Act. I mean, it was already bad, but it got a million times worse when you realize that your reimbursements were going to drop down even further to Medicaid levels, which anybody who's in private practice knows, you can't take a Medicaid patient and expect to remain open because it pays you about cents on the dollar. That would have been an easy thing to do. That $700 million could have been used in an appropriate manner. What about the infrastructure for the IT part of this? There's a whole article that came out about how there was no oversight by Medicare in setting up their contracts for the IT. So instead of watching what happened, they wasted $600 million in contracts out to people to fix the bad IT system, which still doesn't work, by the way. And then how much of that money could have been used to take care of people within the system, to maybe make sure that their out-of-pocket costs weren't $2,500 for an individual for their silver plan or over $20,000 for a family? Maybe that would have been appropriate. But no, they spent all this money on the top-down approach, on all of the things that they've done to try to control people, control their access, control how much doctors are able to do for their patient. They're spending, and by the way, I should say, all about identification of who the patient is, what their medical problem is, what medications they're on, in order to find out more about them. This is all about metadata on all sorts of levels. And this, I just tweeted out last night how the FBI is now going to coalesce to bring together into one database the criminal fingerprint database and the civil database. So I'm a doctor. We had to fingerprint in order to get our licensure. That happens with everybody. Teachers have to do it. All sorts of citizens now have to actually give their fingerprints in order to get their licensure to maintain their status or, you know, whatever they need to help do business. Well, now you're going to be in a criminal database, and every time they search, you're going to come up in that search, too. What happened to privacy? This is a system that's gone run amok. And now they're going to have add into that information what your medical problem is, what medications you're on, all those little questions in the meaningful use about if you're a pediatrician, if your child thinks it's a boy or a girl, how many guns are in the home, how many people live in your home, have you ever tried to hurt yourself, what medications have you ever been given? All of these things are now going to be sifted through, and they will come up with a profile about you that they can assume what your next move or your next thought is going to be by what came before. I don't know if you read this, and it was kind of like a thrown out there, and then it disappeared very quickly. How the government is going to spend money on, how can I, it's like doing a profile on you emotionally so they can figure out how to control you. Did you hear about that? It's an executive order that just got passed.
No.
It was outrageous. Yeah, so they want to do an assessment, a psychological assessment. It will be government money spent on trying to figure out what we think, what our next move is going to be, just like they do on Facebook. That's what they do. Maybe that was the little mini test on how you can roll it out to try to control everybody or guess their next move or figure out who's going to be a troublemaker and preemptive strike. This is outrageous. And we're so busy with stupid things about the next thing on e-entertainment or the next football game. All these distractions are taking our eyes off the ball. And that's what we really need to guard against. It's not what they tell you. It's what they're doing. And unless you're paying attention, you are going to fall into a trap that you don't even realize is being set for you.
I'm still working on how they've spent $500 million
yep.
to train 5 or 6
oh, yeah.
Syrians. that just, and why there's not just total outrage. That's my money, your money, our tax dollars that have been, I mean, nobody can flush that fast.
No. I mean, I read that too. But, I mean, let's digress for a minute. You did also hear about the military, the Army guy who was being removed from the military because he actually fought against a pedophile in Afghanistan. I mean, their whole system there is all about child rape, child slavery, and our military is supporting them because we're not allowed to turn them in because we're supposed to be working with their culture. And he's being removed because they body slammed somebody who was raping a young boy, and the mother came and complained, and they took up for the child, and that is against military conduct. He's being removed. So our military is now being used for ill. And anybody who stands up against it, instead of them being praised, they're being removed.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? I mean, this is not something that should be swept under the rug. This needs to be brought out. And I can't believe nobody in, except the only congressman who's trying to get the Secretary of Defense to stop the removal of this military guy. That's outrageous. Well, I mean, what about the presidential candidates? Nobody says a thing about how our military is being used to prop up pedophiles, to support them, to pay them, and to protect them. That's outrageous.
You know, it's beyond outrageous. And this, the debates have, in my opinion, done nothing but show how juvenile and how stupid everybody thinks the American public is. And, if they want to know, if they want to send me a survey and find my opinion, well, if they do it after I've thought just a second, they'll find that I have extremely high blood pressure because of the crap that the government's doing.
With impunity, with just no ethical, moral intention anymore. It's gone. But you can't say anything about some supposed group that you're supposed to, you know, coddle, when in actuality you're living in a world where people are literally killing people for what they think, who they are, what their religious bent is, and we're protecting this mindset as if it doesn't exist. You know, I don't like the way Ben Carson put it out there. I think it was inarticulate. I don't think it was true to make a blanket statement about anything. But had he broached it in a different way and said, we don't want to support anybody who is in favor of child rape, abuse of women, honor killing, if that's part of a person's culture, I don't understand either how they would be able to run our country. That's not compatible with what our supposed morals and ethics are in our country. And had he put it like that instead of saying everybody and all, nobody's everybody and all, but anybody who thinks that, who supports that, is not qualified to be president of the United States. That would have been the end of it, and it probably would have opened up a dialogue about what's bad about what's going on with the Islamic religion. It's not about, I mean, from what we're seeing, women can't vote, women can't drive in Saudi Arabia. Does that jibe with our ethics and morals? The answer is no. The fact that they have, you know, dancing boys and a whole system of child molestation, rape in the Afghani culture, and it's being turned, we turn our backs on it. Why isn't that being said? That's part of their system. That's part of their culture. It's not part of ours. And therefore, you really need to understand what's going on. Sharia law is not part of our culture. It's true. But you just can't say all and every, because it doesn't apply. And then it just negates whatever you were going to say that is true and that is positive. But it's time for the PC culture to be put to rest, because it's hypocritical. For the people who are for, you know, liberal views and progressives, to ignore this and not say anything about the child slavery that goes on in the Middle East, in Africa, to just say it's all about the Americans being bad, it's not true. Be honest and look at everybody and speak up for it. If you don't, then your argument doesn't hold water. You know, that's really the truth. We need to start calling people out on the fact that they're speaking half-truths only when it's convenient for them to speak it. Black, white, green, whatever. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I will take issue a little bit on what Carson said. And the way the question was put to him, I thought he made it pretty clear, and gosh, I don't know how many times they've aired it on different stations and so forth, but, you know, in my opinion, I could not vote for a Muslim running for president because their beliefs and our belief and our Constitution don't go hand in hand. Whatever he said. He's, you know, even though he's running for office, and that's the thing that puts him under the microscope.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a person, just like you have your right to your opinion. I have my right to my opinion. He has his right to his opinion. And I don't do it personally. I don't happen to disagree with him. I don't see how, you know, we may go back to the Constitution and say, it says that religion shouldn't play a part in the person, in to paraphrase. But the fact is, you know, I have every right to say I still couldn't vote for a Muslim. Nothing to do with the Constitution, just the fact that the way they believe, I couldn't vote for one.
Well, and he didn't say quite that. He said they shouldn't be president, which is a little bit different. It's a different take on it. He could say he can't vote for it, and that's fine. And he did say that after the fact, but the first statement I believe was a Muslim should never be president. That is too blank of a distinction. I mean, that was just not well said.
Yeah.
And you know, just because just because you get asked a question does not mean you have to answer it. These are questions from sources that are trying to shape the election, that are trying to pick winners and losers, that have a dog in the hunt, right? So they're not little, you know, innocent entities asking a global question just because they're interested. They're trying to get you. They're trying to do a gotcha question to get you out of the race.
Yep.
You just fell into the trap. Now you spent the last 2 or 3 days trying to backtrack. And then you look like you're backtracking and you're flip-flopping, which doesn't help you. I do believe that you should speak the truth in all instances. But sometimes you just don't have to answer a question that doesn't, that's not looking for the truth, but is looking to get a soundbite to use against you. That's what they do most of the time. If you're not smart enough to figure that out, then I'm not sure I want you negotiating anything for me, because you don't have this, you can't think on your feet. That's a problem, you know, for whatever reason. I don't know, maybe it's just, he's just really good at one-liners. Donald Trump has been pretty masterful at coming back, not answering these questions, if he does, coming back to a response that puts it to bed once and for all, instead of hemming and hawing, instead of trying to color it so that, this is what I really meant. That always plays bad to me. Say what you mean, or don't say it. You know what I mean? That's my thing. But it's my personal opinion on it, I guess. But this whole political system is tainted. It's not like it's all about getting the best person for the job. It's about maintaining the status quo. And we've talked about it before. I don't think there's any difference between the Democrats and Republicans. We've seen that. The Republicans did nothing to stop TPP. They're doing absolutely nothing to stop this Iranian agreement that's coming on. Nothing. They talk about it, but they go right in there and they just pass it. Or they put up no opposition. Or my favorite, well, there's no reason for us to vote against it because it's going to be vetoed. What the hell are you there for if you're not there for opposition? If it gets vetoed, so be it. Put the people on the record, but at least stand for something instead of letting people just run over you and then try to, you know, the big thing is we're going to stop the government. Really? I mean, that's not helping anything. I mean, it's the same game plan, the same mindset. There is no difference. I'm just done with it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. And I think this is why, and many, many people wiser than me have said this, but it's why Trump has made any impression whatsoever, is that he is the voice of the people saying, we're sick and tired of the same old thing over and over again.
Oh, absolutely agree. Oh, on that note, we should probably take a break. You're listening to Medicine Call.
Do you have problems with sinus pain and pressure? Do other people smell things that you don't? Have you lost the joy in eating because food just doesn't taste like it used to? Is your nose always stuffy no matter what you do? Maybe you have sinus or nasal polyps. These are generally benign growths that occur from chronic sinus infection or allergies that are either undertreated or have not been treated at all. At Peachtree ENT Center, we specialize in minimally invasive balloon dilation sinus surgery and correction of a deviated nasal septum and turbinate reduction surgery that can be done in the office. We use the state-of-the-art equipment so that you can see the problem. You will be a partner in your care, and together we will decide the course of treatment. We believe in old-fashioned medicine, where we take the time to fix the problem, not just medicate the symptoms. You can rest assured that all options will be offered before surgery is recommended, because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts.
Don't be hoodwinked by the left, who wants you to believe the fairy tale that we can power America on butterflies, rainbows, and pixie dust. I'm Marita Noon. Get the truth about energy on my show, America's Voice for Energy, only on America's Web Radio.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
This is americaswebradio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. You know, there's so many players and there's so many angles to this. There's no way that you could be in the mix. And another thing that people, in my opinion, need to consider doing is taking yourself out of this emotionally. When you start to think about things emotionally, you just don't think clearly. You are practicing identity politics. You've got some sort of emotional connection to perceived flights and winners and losers, and it really should be pulled back to how does it affect you and your family. If you start off from that point, it lets you really take a bird's eye view of a lot of things. Then just because it's being said that it should apply to you doesn't mean that it always does. The Black Lives Matter movement, for example, it doesn't really apply to a lot of black people. It's a group of people who are definitely, they have a legitimate gripe about how the police are overstepping their bounds, they are creating havoc. People are in the position at some point, so they're thinking twice about even calling the police because they're not sure what the outcome's going to be. That's unfortunate, but it's not a blanket statement. And if they were really honest, they wouldn't say that only black lives matter and nobody else's lives matter. It's not true, because it's actually more white people being killed by the police than there are black people, if you're honest about statistics.
Dr.
So
George,
this is what I mean by coloring the statistics.
Did you happen to see the NFL football player that spoke out about this?
No.
I feel terrible because I can't remember his name. But this was earlier this week. He's gotten flack from black football or play-by-play people and all this stuff.
Really?
But this guy, he's with the Seattle Seahawks,
mm-hmm.
and he came out and he said, I don't disagree with Black Lives Matter, but I do say that all lives matter. And where is the group? He said, I have a good friend in Chicago, or I had a good friend in Chicago, that was just killed by another black.
Mm-hmm.
Now where are blacks saying Black Lives Matter? And he said, "This is, the whole thing is ridiculous. All lives matter, but we can't focus on one thing and say all police are bad. We can't focus that whites are taking." He said, "It's a fact. More blacks take black lives than whites taking black lives, or cops taking black lives." And we got to get. And he has just been totally cremated by everybody, saying that he didn't know what he was talking about and he ought to check the facts. Well,
yeah.
The facts
speak
for themselves.
Because it's all about making you toe a line because of what you look like or what you're perceived, your perceived thoughts and allegiances should be. And if you don't value all lives, then your life doesn't have value either. So, this is a bigger picture. It's not about, practicing identity politics to the exclusion of reality, because you don't win that way. The argument is being used constantly. Well, if you're killing yourselves, why should we care that the cops are killing you? That's a legitimate argument to make, because if you don't care about, the fact that a million babies are aborted in New York, black children, never get born because they're killed in the womb, and you don't have a problem with that, then obviously black lives don't matter to you either, when they're in different arenas mean different things. Either you're valuable 100% of the time in all instances, or you're not. It's a political agenda. And mm-hmm. if you understand that it's being underwritten by George Soros and progressive mindsets, which is all about promoting division, keeping us at odds with each other, not getting us to understand that we're all on the hook here. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, green. If you get stopped by that cop and you mouth off, you're going to be in trouble. Doesn't matter. I've seen video where white women are actually assaulted by cops on traffic stops. Nobody says a thing about that. Or the fact that there was the knockout game, which went on forever, and I think it's still going on. Nobody's putting that on TV. So there's black-on-white violence, white-on-black violence, but you only get one side of it, as if it's an agenda. It's fermenting division. If we understand that, we'd stop playing the game. And if Black Lives Matter people would stop trying to make themselves the only entity and start joining with everybody else to say that the police are a little out of control, they've got a militaristic mentality now, it's shoot first, ask questions later, which is wrong, and they're supposed to protect and serve first. If everybody did that, it'd be a lot more powerful than one group having a partial argument that's being shot down and diluted every time they say the word that only Black Lives Matter and nobody else's lives matter. It's racist to say that you can't say everybody's lives matter. You're a human being. Your life matters, period. And if you don't believe that, then you just demeans yourself in the process. I hope this guy, whoever it is, stands up and doesn't cower to this peer pressure, which is basically irrelevant. Unless you say that it's important not to abort a million children in one city alone, you know, that you don't understand that Margaret Sanger created Planned Parenthood for eugenics, to kill Black people, to kill Jews, to kill people who have mental deficiencies. That's what Planned Parenthood was all about. That's how it started. Do your reading. Then you'll understand you don't have to play the game and give them what they want. This is the bottom line. They want to divide and conquer. They want to make sure that we just work for a system, pay into it, never use it. They want us to not, you know, pay into this healthcare system. When you really need it, you're going to get denied and put in a hospice. They just want you to go along and get along, not complain because you're just one person and it's all too big and there's nothing you can do. I don't subscribe to that. And there's more and more people who are not subscribing to that. And as soon as you make your voice heard, I don't care if it's a corporate entity like McDonald's or any of these fast food places or the government, they stand up and listen. They back down if we take our power back. I'm not going to let some fringe group tell me what to think and what's best for me and my family. They don't have the right to do that. Only I do. Any more than the government has the right to tell me how much I can charge for my expertise when people come into my office. They don't have the right. I'm doing the right thing. I was trained to do the right thing. I was brought up to do the right thing. I'm not going to cower to anybody who doesn't have, whose agenda is counter to humanity, really, if you want to put it that way. They're against all of us. Unless we figure that out quickly, we're going to be victims in this system.
Just in passing, it was Richard Sherman with the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, okay.
And his quote is, I think as long as we have black-on-black crime, and you know, one black man killing another, if black lives matter, then it should matter all the time, Sherman said. You should never let somebody get killed. That's somebody's son, that's somebody's brother, that's somebody's friend. So you should always keep that in mind. And he's getting clobbered for,
wow,
you know, telling the truth.
His answer should be, I don't care what you think, is what he should say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you obviously don't have any respect for anybody's life. And what gives you the right to speak on that? You should be ashamed of yourself. It's all you need to say and be done with it and just turn them off. I mean, these are the bunch, talk about bullies. They've turned neurolinguistics, which is using language to control people. They've done a masterful job of that. Black is white, up is down, you know. Bullying is what they're doing to people. You can't speak your mind. This is still America. You should be able to speak your mind. You know, that's what the Constitution is all about. It's what the Bill of Rights is all about. And for somebody to muzzle somebody because their feelings get hurt, tough. You know, get over it. You know, I have a right to express myself just like you do. You don't have the right to tell me what I can and cannot do. I mean, as long as you're not actively hurting somebody, infringing on somebody else's freedoms, then speak your mind. I don't care what you think. You can be a racist. You can be a sexist. I know what my truth is. You don't. What you say doesn't matter to me. But when you start to take away my ability to live my life in the way that I see fit, then I have a problem with that. And the government is now in the business of picking winners and losers, muzzling me. If you go to Europe now, you can't even speak your mind. You're going to get arrested. That's what they're trying to bring here. That's what globalism is. You know, it's about us all being part of one template. This ICD-10 that you're mentioning is us entering the socialized medical system. They've been trying to get us in that for years, decades, really. And we're the last ones entering this. It's terrible. It's value-based medicine where you get valued, and the older you are, the less value you have. If you're poor, the less value you have. If you have a catastrophic illness, the less value you have. And I'm sure eugenics are going to come into play at some point where if you're black, green, gay, straight, something that you're not on the right side of, you're not going to have value, and they're going to get rid of you one way or another. That's how this system works. I don't care what all the PC people say. They need to start paying attention to how medicine is being delivered throughout the world. I've seen it. It's happened to me and my family. I know what happens when you get to be a senior and you're put at the end of a hallway, farthest away from the nurse's station with a bunch of other seniors, where nobody even comes in to feed you, where your family members don't know what's going on. You can't contact the doctor because they're just not available. That's what goes on in a socialized medical system. Unless you have money and you can buy private insurance or go to a private entity, you get the base, bottom line, worst care that you can possibly imagine, and you're supposed to like it. That's what's going on in our country right now. If you think Obamacare is awesome, go for it. I don't care. You have it. Have a good time. But I'm not going to be part of a system that systematically removes care from people, makes them pay for the privilege, and makes me part of a system that works against the Hippocratic Oath. Never going to do it. And for those who are aware and awake and enlightened, they'll find doctors like myself, and they'll be thriving, even more than it is now, a thriving two-tier system, where those that get it and love themselves and have respect for themselves and their bodies and their doctors will get better care, cheaper care, than those that just take what they get. That's the honest truth.
Absolutely. Did you want to take a break?
Let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose, and with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on americaswebradio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on americaswebradio.com anytime you like.
This is Dr. George from Peachtree ENT Center. We've won patient care awards and have the highest patient recommendations because we believe in practicing medicine the old-fashioned way. Practicing good medicine is based in listening to the patient and making a care plan that is individual. The best medical care is given when there is a strong doctor-patient relationship built on mutual trust and respect. At Peachtree ENT Center, we believe in taking care of the whole patient because healing is more than writing a prescription. Whether you have problems hearing, have frequent throat or sinus infections, from the time you call our office and speak to a real person, you'll be treated as an individual and not as an ailment. During your visit, you will not be rushed and all your questions will be answered. When possible, natural treatments will be recommended to fix the problem. If surgery is recommended, cost-effective, minimally invasive treatment for snoring, sleep apnea, or sinus problems will be offered because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts.
This is americaswebradio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. We always have the best conversations in the break. I mean, what we were talking about really is true. It's not just medicine. You know, I just gave a little diatribe about my feelings of what's going on in medicine, but it's not just medicine. Everything's about distract and deny and debase. I mean, you name it. Every devaluation synonym that you can think of is what's going on. Every time I turn on the TV, I know we're in football season, et cetera, but I'm seeing these FanDuel commercials on 24/7. Can you imagine how many people just get sucked into that, where they put in $50, make $31,000? That's just taking a whole segment out of any kind of reality. They're just totally, you know, consumed with getting rich quick. You know, that's one thing. You talked in the break about the people dying of overdose of heroin. Heroin made a comeback recently with young people, black, white, green, and there's some really strong version of it, apparently, that is killing people. You said 161 people die. Is it per
daily.
Day or per...
No, daily.
Month?
It's
daily?
Daily.
Wow.
And they pointed out, too, that heroin now is cheaper than a pack of cigarettes in Connecticut.
What? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and this is... And another thing that we don't hear about, a statistic that they said yesterday, and I'm no saint by any means, but I was totally opposed to legalize marijuana in Colorado. I don't care where it is. Legalize in Colorado, and this is another fact that they have the statistics on it, but they're not, and no one's broadcasting it. Fatal accidents, or accidents in general, automobile accidents in general, have gone up well over 300%.
Wow.
It's dangerous.
And people are under the influence of marijuana at the time? Are they testing people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, you know, you're taking your life in your hands to get in your car in Atlanta. In Colorado, in Denver, you might as well be driving with a white flag.
But this is all by design. How is it possible that heroin can be cheaper than a pack of cigarettes? It's not because, you know, it's being so, you know, it's not an industry that's run technically, that I know of anyway, by a corporation, that it's a product that's sold over the counter. There's forces that are driving it to be this cheap. And then you have a culture or a mindset where it's okay to tune out. It's okay not to take responsibility. It's okay because you're special and somebody owes you something. That whole mindset pervades the culture. It's all about your selfies and self-importance, and it's just it breeds this kind of mentality where I don't have to work hard. It's just going to be given to me, and if it's not, I'm part of a protected group, and you owe me because something was done, you know, hundreds of years ago that you should pay for now. That's the mentality, and it's great for the powers that be because he's got a bunch of drugged up, tuned out people who are looking for a gambling fix, or people who are all about, you know, rabble-rousing for questionable reasons but not paying attention to the bigger picture. That's the perfect population to control. You don't have to do very much because they're helping you. They're killing each other. They're keeping each other from succeeding. They don't want to succeed at all. They just want to just exist, or they want the government to pay for everything. That's a perfect population. As long as we continue to feed that, we're going to be at the mercy of whatever happens to us. And it doesn't have to be a majority of us who decide not to do anything.
Yeah,
only 7% of the people were part of the American Revolution. 7%. And that's all you need, really. It's just a core group of people who get it, who are consistent about making choices that don't play this game, and the game stops. The rest of the people will come along. It just takes a few to have guts to do the right thing. And there's other people waiting for you to do it. Why don't you be the leader? That's what I'm saying.
It's you know, you said something it's like the kids that are living at home. You owe me because that are 25, 30, 40 years old even, living at home. You owe me because you had me.
Wow.
You know, and that's their attitude. You owe me money because you had me, so I'm your responsibility until I die. No.
That's amazing.
That ain't the way it works, I'm afraid. But that's the attitude that many many young folks have. And we propagated it with this thing of the parents pay for your insurance until you're 26.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Not in my household.
Well, you know, it was all jerry-rigging the system so that you can get enough people into the Affordable Care Act, which, by the way, is falling on its own weight. One of the most interesting articles that came out back a couple of weeks ago, like a week ago, about the exchanges. The Obamacare exchanges are losing enrollees. They've gone from 10 million down to 9 million people, 9-point-something million people in Obamacare. And remember, about 400,000 of them were people, they just said, oh, we're not going to check. Just come in. Well, you know, we just want the people. It doesn't matter if you're a citizen or not. We're not going to check anything. We just want to get you in. Well, 400,000 of those people were found to be ineligible because they're not citizens, so they're out. The most of the people who dropped out now is because they figured out, hey, we can't afford it because it's too expensive, and that is only going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they try to capture the people by mandates, you can't get blood from a stone. If people can't afford to pay what you're asked to pay, because it's thousands of dollars to see the doctor, you may be paying $90 a month. But when it comes to your deductible, it's $2,500. If you can't pay the $90, how are you going to pay the $2,500? That's what we saw. That's being duplicated all over the country. Those millennials who figured out quickly, you know, I'm carrying a piece of plastic and it's worthless, they're dropping out too. So I don't care how many people they try to corral and coerce into a system. It's not going to work. It doesn't work now. It will not work in the future. My thing is, why don't you help it by picking another option? Medical cost savings, you know, medical cost sharing is the answer. You could pay $90 a month, have $500 out of pocket, and get it covered at 100%. You could do that. That's existing right now under Liberty HealthShare. I have to have him back on my show so that he can go, because it's gotten even better since the executive director was on. Now they have coverage for direct pay practices like myself. If you have a subscription base to your practice and it's a flat amount per month, Liberty HealthShare will subsidize that. They'll give you $65 towards whatever the cost of subscription is for an individual. I think it's $120 for a family. That's paying for your monthly subscription in 90% of the offices in the country. This is real help for people who want to take care of themselves, not the joke system that they've bought online. It's never going to help anybody because it wasn't designed to do that. I mean, when are we going to wake up to they don't want to help you, they want to control you? Totally different mindset. Go to my website, drlanagegeorge.com. Go to libertyoncall.com and read about it. Stop depending on someone to think for you. I don't even watch the regular news anymore. If I do, it's watching it just to see how bad it is and what lie they're telling me now and how they're trying to manipulate me. Because you really do have to know what the enemy's doing, really, to make sure you don't fall into a trap. But if it's real news and I'm trying to really understand something, I go online. I look it up for myself. And I feel empowered when I do it. It's a good thing. It may take time. It's a process. But when you start waking up to the fact that it's a bigger picture than you're being told, it's empowering. Please, start doing your due diligence, because I think the system is about to really give in the next several months. I'm not sure where this is going, but that stock market is being artificially manipulated. That should tell you there's something going on. The economy is not what they say it is. Nothing is how they're saying, how they're portraying it. If you know how it is in your own pocketbook, pay attention.
Dr. George,
all I'm saying.
With that, we've got to close it. We've run out of time. You're listening to Medicine On Call. Thank you again, Dr. George, as always.
It's a pleasure. Have a good week, guys.
This is America's Webradio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.